Sandra, one of the supervisors on the floor. How may I help you?
How you doing? I just talked to a lady who gave me a cancellation number.
What's your first and last name?
Patrick, and the last name is Cox, C-O-X-E.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you need?
Okay, I just wanted to verify the account. She did transfer the call. One moment.
Okay.
I'm purchasing something.
Oh boy, just leave it alone. I'll tell you, it's laughable, but it's not.
Especially if you don't know that some bills come fucking in.
Hey,
okay, so. Yes, sir. I'm back. Yes. So what she's saying is she wants me to go ahead and refund you the additional $37.48 on the other order?
On what other order?
Okay, one moment. Okay, so we have the additional refund process. It will post back to the MasterCard in 3 to 5 business days. You will get an email at pjac56@aol.com letting you know those refunds are on the way.
Okay, now you're talking about those refunds. What are those refunds going to be for?
$37.48 each. And the previous person has already closed the account, so you will not be billed next month.
But what that means, you're still charging me $25 plus $7.
I'm sorry?
I said you're still charging me $25 plus $7 for a foot massage that doesn't work. $32.
Okay. So I didn't see that on the call. Uh-huh. So we can go ahead and request. I'm not sure if I didn't see that on the notes. We can request that the corporate office send you another one since you're saying it doesn't work.
By God almighty, I wouldn't want to do that because next thing I know is I'll be getting $49.97.
I know the account is closed. They can't bill you anymore. She's already given you the cancellation number, and I can see on here that it's canceled as well.
But okay, but you're saying you're canceling 37 on the one I'm looking at.
For refunding.
Okay, you're refunding. Mm-hmm. Whatever term you want. You're refunding 37 out of 49.
Uh-huh.
And since the other hasn't even hit the bill yet, it's in the queue. You're canceling 37 out of 49 out of that. So you're still charging me $25 for nothing.
I know we're charging you based on the order. If we need to go back to the way the order was established, when you ordered this on December 25th of 2021, you did place the order for the foot massager. You paid the shipping and handling of $7.45. Now you at that same time you entered into the monthly membership. Now those charges are valid, and then you continued to remain in the membership as of this month, the 29th. So that's what you entered into. And as a courtesy, we're giving you the refund off of that. Partial refund.
Partial. Okay. I'm going to get this thing again. Because I get these things all the time on my phone. And I'm going to read every word.
Yes, sir. And we would remind you to make sure that you read the terms and conditions moving forward, because that's what apparently you may have missed when you placed this order, the membership.
Oh, I missed.
This is the first you've seen it.
Okay, I'm not gonna argue with you. You're just doing your job.
Okay. So would you like me to continue to put in a request for them to ship you one that works?
No,
hon, because the next thing I know, because I'll be getting $49.97 again.
Okay, Mr. Cox. Well, like I said, the account is closed. This company can't bill you anymore. The only thing you're doing is waiting for your refunds.
Okay, now, why do I not get the refund for the product that didn't work?
Well, the only consolation that we can provide to you is to reship it. That's the only option the company has. They will reship the product out to you.
It's a piece of crap anyway. So I did it for fun because I was I'm retired, but I worked for CVS for years, and I just thought it was something cute. I'll be calling the vice president of CVS just for fun, just to see what she has to say.
Well, we don't know who endorses these products, so we're a customer service call center, a third-party call center. We answer the phone for over 100 companies, and we follow their policies. Yes, sir.
Wow. That's got to be a crazy job. Really?
Okay.
I feel sorry for you. 100 companies.
Yes, sir. But once we find the customer's account like we found yours, we can pinpoint what we need to discuss with you. So it's not that challenging.
Okay. So now what I'm going to be looking at is the difference between $49.97 and $37.48. So I'm going to be looking at $12.49. Times two. That I'm still going to have to pay.
So you've already been charged $49.97 because this is the order that you incurred, sir. So we're only trying to accommodate you and give you a partial refund based on what the company is saying we can do for you. Since apparently you didn't see the terms and conditions, they're allowing us to give you 75% of your money back on the membership that you could have used to purchase other things at low cost.
And If I said you come in my store and buy something, if you give me $50 a month, what would you say?
I can't respond, sir. I'm not the customer.
Yeah. If I said to you, before you come in the door, give me $50 because you have to give me $50 before you shop in my store, you know what you'd say to me. And I never saw any such thing. And I get the things all the time, so I'll read. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But it still was done through trickery, and that's a terrible thing.
And we don't see any of that. We don't manage the company's websites and things of that nature. Yes, sir. We can only go by what we see here.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Cox.
What should I do about this thing on my eBay account? Just wait until you finally get it all settled out and then pay it?
On what eBay account? The card?
Yeah, it's an eBay MasterCard that I put this on.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that. We know we see MasterCard. We don't know what kind of MasterCard it is. So it's going to post back to the card in 3 to 5 business days. But you're going to get an email, like I said, at the email that we have on file, letting you know the refunds are on the way.
Okay.
It will take 3 to 5 business days for them to post.
Okay. And that's 37.48 times two.
Exactly.
Okay, dear. I learned a lesson.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support and have a good night.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.